Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 866-338-9663 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome to Ask Dr. Love. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. When did you die? I know that sounds like a funny question, but you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about in 1 second. Talking about Temple Hayes' new book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. And I'm sure you all know who Temple Hayes is. She's a spiritual leader. She's an author. She's an international motivational speaker. She's a really good friend, too. She's an ordained Unity minister, and she's currently leader of First Unity Spiritual Campus, a new thought center in St. Petersburg, Florida. And her center transcends religious denominations, embraces all ethnicities, and reaches beyond national borders. Temple is currently serving on the leadership team of the Association of Global New Thought. She's a successful radio host on Unity FM with her show The Intentional Spirit, Seeing and Being with Reverend Temple Hayes, and she reaches people throughout the world. She's the author of The Right to Be You and How to Speak Unity by Divorce Publishing, and her newest book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up, is a bestseller in the making that will propel Hayes into the media spotlight as the global spiritual leader she truly is. She's the founder of Life Rights, a 501c3 dedicated to education, teaching, and supporting the awareness of valuing life in all living things, creating a world longing for peace. So, Temple, are you there with me?
I'm here, and, you know, I love how each time you said, when did you die, you got all perked up.
I love that. Yes, it's so funny you notice that. Because, you know, I always say, don't mourn the date at which a loved one left his body. Don't call it the anniversary of his death, because we don't die. So I say it's the anniversary of the date that you were born into your spirit body. But the thing is, we're talking about how you can die and be born again every day.
Oh, absolutely. And, right. You know, one publishing house was very happy to take the book, but they said that well, it was actually the words they used was interesting. That title, When Did You Die, is a killer.
Yeah, people are so afraid of death and dying.
How I was spiritually guided many years ago in a shamanic meditation, that was to be the title of the book. And I meant it to be a shock factor, because we need to be shocked as a culture, because we have so many people walking around, you know, the nearly living or the walking dead, that aren't into the vibrancy and the energy and the possibilities of life that's available to all of us. And, you know, it's like Marianne Williamson says, this isn't a time for all of us to go numb. We need to be awake.
I love it, and I really love your book. And everyone has to read this book, because it is a perfect Bible for how to wake up and be spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally aware. I love your headings, too. Each heading is a spiritual, educational jewel, like you say, trust is a muscle, or near-life experiences. It's just every heading is a gem.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it is a book that is certainly not an autobiography, but everything in it are things that in one way or another have lived through me, you know. And so it's the tools and the techniques that from being born a metaphysical person and knowing the connection with nature, it's the tools that I have learned through the years that have really helped me transcend and to really ask people to change their belief system, because we're kind of trained as a culture, as an environment, we're trained early on that when you go through bad things in your life, there's going to be less of you, you're going to need pharmaceuticals, you're going to need all this stuff to keep you up and keep your pep. That's not true at all.
There is a
true distinction between our birth story, our family, our school teachers, our systems, and all that. What I'm talking about is our creation story, that literally every problem, challenge, any incident that's happened in your life creates, has the potential to create really what you're to do in the world. Example is you, Dr. Love. That's a perfect example of the loss that you had in 2006. A lot of people would have went in a closet, closed the door, and celebrated every anniversary of their husband's death, and would be mad at God and angry of how did this happen.
Right, right.
But out of that tragedy was the great triumph. It birthed you to the work that you're doing in the world, and because of that, with you and John, it's literally changing the paradigms of a gazillion lives of how people hold a physical death, that there's no such thing. That's a perfect example. You are a perfect example of what I talk about in the book. It's how we're created. There's so much energy available to us.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful what you're saying, because it's so positive. What you're saying is that out of what we think are our greatest tragedies are the opportunities for our greatest triumphs. That you can convert these tragedies into triumphs of the soul.
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that, oh, you don't feel, that you don't go through pain, that you don't have grief. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that when you're welcoming tragedy, high tragedy, I welcome you. I greet you. Obviously, you're mine because you're in my life. But I'm going to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Tragedy, when I'm on the other side of this, I'm going to be more. I'm going to be greater. I'm going to have more energy. It's a decision. How we're going to be on the other end is our decision. Mm-hmm. Us going through it, we may not have consciously decided. More than likely, our soul did. But we can decide what our outcome is going to be.
Yes, and you know, the thing is, you understand this, that all of our greatest trials are really God's way of knocking on our door to break down our own emotional doors, to break us open to spirit,
absolutely,
to love,
mm-hmm,
right? Yes, so these are real soul lessons and spiritual lessons in disguise, and we keep on getting our doors knocked on and knocked down until we wake up and get the message. And I love.
Well, there's so many people that take a seminar class or listen to a few radio shows, or, you know, they say, I was one of those people. I know I'm destined for greatness. I know I'm destined to be a voice for our world. But oh, by the way, I don't want to have to go through any challenges. And there's a lot of people that they don't get the connection. You have put it in the universe that you are in a soul agreement to be a difference maker. And in order to do that, to really stand up and speak or share in positionality or in conversation, the distinction between somebody that just sounds like they're reading a script versus an audience or listeners or people that go, oh, I felt what you said at depth, that depth can only be created through us walking through various things. So when people come to me and they say, oh my gosh, I've had this problem, I've lost these people, I've had these many deaths, I've had all that, and of course, after the added compassion that's very genuine, it's, you have been shaped to be a world changer.
There you go.
You're going to do great things.
Absolutely.
Because you've been through great sorrow.
So that's what you mean by this is your creation story versus your family of origin story, because so many people get caught up in the tragedy of their story, whatever that is, your first family story or the ongoing traumas of your life, and you get so caught up in that, you don't see the message behind the story, what you're being called to do. How, you know how they say, when some people get lemons, they make lemonade. So what's the lemonade you're supposed to make out of these bitter moments?
Absolutely. That's beautifully said. I liken it to, you know, a family system is, and a school system and a college system for some people, and the input of the people that we grew up around. It's likened to the fish in the aquarium. If you allow yourself, those of you that are listening, you will only develop to the size of the aquarium of the people that you hang out around.
Wow, that's awesome. You're saying
and
that.
It's just the way it is. My school teacher told my parents I would never amount to anything because I talk too much. my mother, you know, is not willing to go 30 minutes from where she lives. There are many people that adapt to, well, that's the way my mother was. Oh, I'm like that because, well, my dad was that way. Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised that I have allergies because my aunt did. And that's a person that's living in an aquarium that is buying into almost robotically, well, this is how I'm going to be because this is how they were. We're missing the whole point. How am I going to be because God created me? How am
I going
to turn out?
You're saying your soul that was created by God predated whatever crazy stuff went on in your family.
Exactly.
Whatever imprints you got from your family. And you are free to step out of the story, the family of origin story, and just come back to your soul and your creation story.
And we're the ones that decide. If somebody's interested in Scripture, it's actually in Scripture where the disciples said to Jesus, oh, there's your mother and your brother and all the, you know, there's your relatives. And he went, where? You know, who are these people, the brother, the sister, the mother? I am connected to you because my way is the way of the Father. Hello.
It's so great, isn't it? And, you know, the thing, too, is when you connect in this way to Spirit, to God, to your loved ones in Spirit who are one with God and the saints and all of that, you do not feel depleted. You feel invigorated because they bring you such a boundless, overflowing well of love that just fills you up, right? That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have to take a break. I could talk to you for 3 years, Soul Sister.
We're so tired.
Let's take a quick break, and I'll be back in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you. So take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener. So if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the show every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time on DreamVision7Radio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my beloved Reverend Temple Hayes, author of When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. So, Temple, I wanted to tell you something, and this involves some private conversations that we've been having on the phone and email and texting. You know how Jean and the Eiffel Tower story, and the Eiffel Tower, you were talking with me about how it symbolizes perfect spiritual balance, the four legs, mind, body, spirit, emotional balance, and then how Jean's been using this symbol to signify new love, right? Because that's where we went on our honeymoon, right? And then that photo he sent to me after he left his body to tell me we're newlyweds in the new spiritual phase. So you know that I sent you a photo a few weeks ago of these Eiffel Tower earrings that Jean led me to buy at a store hours away. He just drove me there, and I sent you the picture, right? So
yes.
You know, you called me last Friday to say, did you send this again? And, of course, I didn't, but Jean did. And Temple,
Jean did, yes.
He did. And you are so open. You kept saying to me, the message is, it's new, it's new. You kept saying that. And I realized Jean was saying, our love is new, our love is new. And then it hit me the next day that there was a deeper meaning that connects directly to the meaning of and the message behind your book, When Did You Die? Because last weekend, Temple, I ran a live transdimensional coaches training here at my house on Saturday and Sunday, and my new coaches came in from all over the country and Canada. And I told them the story about what Jean said and how Jean sent the earrings to you and how you kept saying his message is, it's new, right? So All of a sudden, so many things happened that were crazy, but everybody all of a sudden said, I want peppermint tea. So I go into the kitchen, and I pull out the peppermint tea, herbal tea box, and it's empty, Temple. Now, before I moved to my new house, I went through this pie safe, and I threw away what I thought was every empty tea box. It was a running joke with Jean. He would take the last tea bag and forget it was empty and put it back in the cabinet. and then I'd go for, you know, look, and I'd see when I was moving last year, all these empty tea boxes. So here I am. Everybody asked for peppermint, being guided, and I open the box, and it's empty. So this was what Jean did to spark me to tell the story that every night for 27 years he would ask me, would you like a cup of herbal tea, as he was taking his tea. Now, in 27 years, Temple, I said every night, no, thank you. But every night,
no, thank you for 27 years.
He would ask, would you like a cup of tea? And I finally realized what was the significance, why he led me to make this real, this tell his story. It's because it's new. You have to live each day like it's a new day. Maybe this day I'll say yes. So, and then I you know, riffed out on that he lived every day like he was, that he had died and was born again into his new body and his new heart every day. He treated me like He was seeing me for the first time, falling in love with me for the first time every day was it new. And I realized it connected to your book. He was mirroring and echoing your message. Die and be born again every day. Don't carry residue from the day before. Don't carry grudges. Don't carry anything. Right? Be born, let it all go, and start new each day with a new heart.
Well, he is another living example of the mastery of how life is destined to be.
Yeah.
Because he is just, there's that thin veil between life and death. And we say in Unity, Jesus is an example, not the exception. And Jean is in that same field because he understood the ways of creation versus the ways of how we're trained or what the news tells us and everything else. He was very aware of that life never ends. And shall we say, like your book, love never dies. I mean, we are the ones that close off. We're the ones that shut down. Oh, my loved one or my loved pet or my best person died, so therefore, I've got to get over it. I mean, we literally train people, sadly and unfortunately, I got to shut down, I got to get over it, or I've got to have a life of no meaning for the rest of my life. And we close off their capacity to communicate and to express to us. When we are in that open field, like you said, Eiffel Towers come to me, emails that you've already sent me 2 whole weeks ago come across new. Why? Because I'm open. I look for it. You know, I look for the magic and the miracles, and that's part of the being awake. I love that
being awake
statement.
But Temple, what's so cool is
that you
when
are
you're awake,
you
right? It seems to invite more miracles to come your way.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. Because so this thing that I'm telling you about with the you starting this and Jean echoing, it's new, right after my training on Saturday. Bill Wilson, who's the head of the ASCSI.org, the largest afterlife afterlife conference in the world where I had just spoken, he came to my house with his wife to meet me, and he comes in like a donkey with a bag of presents. And he digs into the bag and he starts handing them to me. And the first present he gives me is a painting of the Eiffel Tower. His wife went to an art class. She knows nothing about the story, hasn't heard anything about the Eiffel Tower story. She painted it. She doesn't know why. He hands me the painting. And then he reaches in again, and he gives me a photo that he framed that morning, Temple, that he was led to give me, a photo that he had taken of a peach-colored rose. Well, Jean gave me peach-colored roses every week of our marriage. And I see scribbled under the photo the words, new life. He said, I was led this morning to write those words before I framed it. Is this crazy? These are the synchronicities when we open up. The magic is unbelievable, where we're in complete communion with God, our loved ones in spirit, and they're confirming this message. We are love. We're meant to live in love, stay in love, connect to our loved ones in spirit. And this is pornographic, so I'm just going to, it's almost pornographic. Well, I'm talking to the women.
Oh, good. Let's go there.
Yeah. I'm talking with the women in the class, and I'm saying, you know, Temple Hayes and I were talking, and she said, the Eiffel Tower is a symbol of perfect spirit balance. And then I added, women, you know, you women and men, the most evolved spiritual beings have an equal balance of male and female traits. So I said to the students, I'm going to help you ladies grow big penises. I say this, okay? And we all crack up. So in the bag of gifts from Bill Wilson, after I get through the painting of the Eiffel Tower and the new life rose, I reach in again, and there is a Playboy magazine. What are you giving me this for? He says, I always go to garage sales, and I collect vintage Playboy magazines for the articles. I'm like, yeah, right, you're trying to tell your wife that.
That is so wild.
So he opens it up, and Temple, he shows me. He said, this week I was led to a garage sale to buy this Playboy, and I look at what's there. Temple, it's a photo of the Eiffel Tower. It's a rendering, an artist rendering, with a penis on the top.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
And I had just said to the women, we're talking about the Eiffel Tower, and this is what Temple says about it, and I'm going to help you ladies grow a big penis. And 3 hours later, he walks in and hands me this Eiffel Tower with a penis on the top.
That is amazing.
It blows your
mind.
Well,
you know, that part of what you're awakening people to, and one of the things I talk about in the book is it was in a deep meditation when I asked Spirit, please provide me with an archetype that I can resonate with that will keep me connected in a deeper way. And so I see this Eiffel Tower that came to me as the image, and I was kind of dreading telling my shamanic teacher about it because I thought she would say, you know, you always have to have something flashy, Temple, and I know you can't wait to get on Oprah, and you know, she would usually, you know, fuss at me. But you know, in connecting the dots, and that's the brilliance of what you're saying, and that we're saying to people out there, you learn to connect the dots, because that very weekend that I got that Eiffel Tower, it was in Parade magazine that all the psychics on that particular weekend were gathered around the world at the Eiffel Tower, because that's where the signal is the strongest. And so now you're having all these things, you're doing retreats, and the Eiffel Tower appears on your TV, your laptop screen.
Yeah, Jean just put that.
I mean, that is,
that's the photo.
You know, so profound.
Yeah.
And how that is.
And, you know, it's since you and I began talking about it that it's been happening so much more, because there's a synergy between you and me. So Jean is just, I mean, when I spoke at the Life in the Afterlife a few weeks ago, and I'm telling Gary Schwartz, you know, the big afterlife researcher, about the Eiffel Tower story and how he got me the photo through the disabled guy, and then he posted on my computer during the last retreat when nobody's anywhere near the computer, and the guy goes white and he reaches into his pocket, and he says, look what just came today, and he shows me a photo that he got via text of an Eiffel Tower. Didn't know why he got it. So the more open we are, the more we make space for Spirit to come in and create miracles in our life, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know,
let's take a break. Let me just take a break, because I don't want you to start a new idea. I'll be back in 1 second on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, or even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com. Or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 866-338-9663. To listen live and download the free archive show, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with my beloved Reverend Temple Hayes, author of When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. So what were you going to say, Temple, before I rudely interrupted you?
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, I think you are aware that one of my dearest friends who died when I was 30 and she was 40 has been communicating with me for, you know, over 20 years. And instead of the Eiffel Tower with her, it's 111, her birthday. And I've had realtors sell me homes with their birthday being 111. I've walked near a house I was looking at buying, and big 111, half the size of my body, painting in red on the sidewalk. Hello?
Whoa.
I mean, who has this? You know, and all the time she comes through and communicates with me about different things, and it's just amazing. And what we're saying, and that's what I love about what you teach, is you actually show people how they can access this powerful ability and be able to use it in their lives is just really great. I just get so excited about it because, you know, we're only using just a small percentage of our brain and our ability.
Yeah.
And that's what excites me, is in our clarity of purpose and energy and what we're really here for, not to be the walking nearly dead, not to be numbed out by pharmaceuticals, not to not be awake. When we're into that field, we're able to allow these incredible miracles to be part of our everyday existence. It's so exciting.
It really is. And this is what you mean, to stop dying while you're living and wake up. And waking up, because you have a chapter in your book, Fear to Feeling to Freedom. So
yes,
I think you're talking about that as the progression of how you wake up from being so frozen in fear to coming alive, thawing the fear and feeling, and then getting through the feeling into freedom. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yes, and one of the things I see, and what I talk about is, more often than not, we don't ever really deal with the feelings. We don't address them. So we'll go to a course where they'll say, oh, you have fear? Feel the fear and do it anyway. Well, that's wonderful, but you don't necessarily transcend the fear. I give an example of this little girl that I go to visit her home. I'm doing a shamanic house blessing. These are to keep the scary things away that I see in my sleep. I'm so afraid, Reverend Temple. I'm so afraid. And I said, are they helping you? She says, oh, sometimes. And I said, well, tell me more. What do you like to do? What do you like to create? And she says, oh, I love to paint and I love to draw. And I said, Nancy, have you ever thought about that the images that you see in the night are the images that are gifted to you from God, that you're supposed to draw those? And she looked at me like frozen time, and she said, I've never thought about it like that.
That's
and she's
great.
Never been afraid again. That was 2 years ago. But
that
you
is
see,
so wonderful what you did, how you rephrased.
Most people would have said, why are you afraid? You're a big girl. What do you mean? Get over it. You know, Mom and Dad's in the next room. That's silly. But yet, that wasn't the space. The space was, this is your experience. Let's talk about the experience and let's explore it. And then we can be free. And that's what I'm urging people to do, rather than just say these little bumper sticker truths of, I'm afraid that I keep doing it, or Band-Aid. You just carry a boo-boo, and you have to always, people always see the Band-Aid. You know, rather than being really, really fulfilled. I mean, there's two words that I think are very powerful in our culture. One is the word grow. If you look at the word grow, the word owl is in it. When you feel your owl, your pain, you really do transcend to the next place of growing. And the other is breakthrough. Is an ache and an ooh in there.
You are so brilliant. The way you have the ability.
Are we recording that? Did you record?
Oh, my God. This is, yes, we are. You are so brilliant. The way you are able to see these little pearls of wisdom in the pain, in the words, in the spelling. Such a creative mind. And it feels to me like all of this is just channeled right into you.
Mm.
It just comes.
It absolutely is channeled from another place. Well, since you love words, I'll give you another one. Reference to being robotic and just doing what the news says and what our family says and what the doctor says. It's the word familiar. You know, often people will end bad relationships, or they don't enjoy the work they're doing, and they'll go into the next thing, and they're allured by the fact that it feels familiar, it feels like family, it feels comfortable. But if you look on the back of the word familiar, is the word liar.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that interesting?
One needs to be aware that often, until we make a change within ourselves, when we jump from that relationship to the next one, even though it feels familiar and cozy, it often is going to make a liar out of us, because we haven't changed enough that our external situations can change.
Oh, that is amazing. So really what you're talking about is a fearlessness. Really,
yes.
I'm scared, I'm going to be afraid, but I'm going to embrace whatever I feel. And just hold it and work through it.
Yeah,
this is what makes you come alive,
right?
Right?
We've been programmed. It's the opposite. People are terrified that if they own their feeling, their pain, their anger, their sadness, their frustration, that they'll carry it for the rest of their lives. It's the opposite.
Oh,
when
my
you
gosh.
Own it and you sit with it and you ask it questions and you explore it, you will be free from it for the rest of your life.
Right, because that which you resist persists. And I
there
think
you
it was Carl Jung said that which you resist becomes most primitive. I say it becomes most prominent, because it is the elephant in the room. You say to yourself, oh, don't think about pink elephants. That's all that's in the forefront of your mind. Same with that problem. I love the way you use the image of the Band-Aid over the boo-boo. Well, the boo-boo is always there.
Absolutely. And one of the processes I did a number of years ago is I sat down over a weekend, I took little sheets of paper, and I wrote moments in my life where I felt like, you know, God had left, or nobody was home, or the universe was against me. I wrote all those events down on separate little sheets of paper, and I completed, you know, over a 20, 30-year period. And then what I did with a different set of open eyes, instead of judgment and positionality, I went back and I looked at each of those events, and I saw that I would not want one of them to be taken away, and how my creation story, the me, how I was able to become more unique, more different, more courageous, whatever, because of that event. And it had a whole different meaning for me the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. So your own waking up, could you describe to everybody listening, just a little brief last 2 minutes in this segment, what would be an overview of how you went from your birth story, your original story, to your creation story, how you faced your feelings? You did soul retrievals, I read in the book. So how did you come to reclaim your feelings, to come out of the anesthesia and come into your creation story?
Well, I was an adult child of alcoholics and, you know, an overachiever and, you know, things like that. And my soul couldn't have picked more perfectly a life design for me, because here I am, metaphysical, growing up in a deep-rooted Southern Baptist community. And, I mean, everybody thought I was out there. I mean, there is no doubt about it. That girl, she is out there. And then, of course, I couldn't have a name like Anne or Mary or Sally, that's a common name. I had to have a name like Temple. So, you know, anybody I was ever introduced to, that was a whole conversation, you know, within itself. That being said, I was so rejected and abandoned in being who I was growing up and made fun of, like the Eiffel Tower, that by the time I was 13, 14, I started rejecting and abandoning myself, because that's what I had learned. So I drank. I drank for 15 years. I tried to do it really well, never got that good at it, but created a lot of chaos in my life and anyone around me, that kind of thing. But what I started noticing is how I was dying. I had always been motivational. I could walk away from the car accident and go, let's go, you know. But that pep in my step was lessening. The energy that I was carrying was lessening. And I remember crying out, my soul is dying, help me. My soul is dying. I had a true awakening of, given it in a dream, don't ever drink again or you'll die. A physical death was how I needed to hear it. And so I got sober, and then I was still trying to pull my energy back. And that's when, then, through a series of events, I got into shamanism. Now, all this time, you know, I'm leading communities.
Now, wait one sec. Let's take a break. I want to come back and hear more. So I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. I'm talking with Reverend Temple Hayes, the author of When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. And Temple, you're just, this is what I love about you. You're so willing to be authentic and real and just tell your truth on the page, and now you're speaking your truth now. So you were describing how you began to retrieve your soul and wake up. And you said, just before we took the break, I was in ministry. I was asleep, and I was giving services, and then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I was in ministry for a number of years before I just could see that I felt, it was kind of, I guess what people would call the fame, you know, the popular word is to say I was depressed. I don't know if that was the word, but there was a dread about my life, the vibrancy, being able to see the color out in nature and things were kind of fading away. And I went, the short of the story would be, I went to help a woman who had just lost her husband. They were 42. He dropped dead, and I thought, she needs my help. When I go to see her, I was so surprised, because when people die, their loved ones remaining are usually a gray color, because I've been able to see people's energies for years. They're usually really gray. She wasn't. She was vibrant. And I went, what in the world? She said, oh, I had soul retrieval done. I worked with a shaman, and that, you know, really gave me the energy that I needed in my body. And I think that's more the point, is that wherever you are right now, if you call in, I'm ready now to go to the next level of my life, and I know that I will be a participant in that, then it's to be open to what the conversations are that come your way. And that's exactly what happened with me, is I knew I needed something. I didn't know what it was, because if I knew what it was, I would have already done it, you know?
Right.
And it wasn't anything I was doing currently, because that wasn't working either. And we must be bright enough to get that if you keep doing the same old thing, you keep getting the same old results. And in that opening, I then got involved in shamanism, which has not only changed my life, but changed so many people that have been impacted by my teachings from the years, because of the work that people are able to do on themselves. And it's amazing.
Unbelievable how you have just grown. And oh, notice that here I'm thinking about the word grown, G-R-O-A-N.
Grown. Yeah, that's a big word too, absolutely.
And you grown, and then you grow. You're grown. So now, do you incorporate, because in your book, basically I can tell when I was reading the book what an evolved soul you are, through your own process and all the work that you have done to wake up and stop dying, you bring this gift in the book. You bring this gift to everybody. You basically give people the fast track to how you can wake up, having benefited from your life experiences and your learning. You just distill it all into this really accessible Bible, really, an instruction manual.
Thank you. You know, it's been really wonderful to hear the feedback that's come from people. One woman told me 3 months after she read the book that she was a nurse, and she had actually gotten insulin because she had planned to kill herself. And after reading the book, it gave her this insight that she decided in a deep way of how she wanted to live. As a matter of fact, how she had never lived, you know, with the full capacity of what she had. Or another woman said that she had put away the fact that she was a singer, and the next thing I knew, she was participating in the talent show. Because so many of us have died to our creativity, what is possible, what's available to us, because we've bought into either the people pleasing or we've sabotaged our own possibilities, et cetera, et cetera. So in that space, it's been very touching to me of my willingness, because you know from the book, the willingness to really put myself out there and share, you know, a lot of personal and private things. And being in a girl from the South, you know, we didn't do that. We didn't do that at all. I want to tell you something really, really funny because we're talking about part of your work, obviously, is that there is no afterlife. It's the life after within us. And so when I was completed the book, I checked in with a psychic friend of mine that I check in with every year. And she said, oh, your grandmother's coming through. And I said, oh, yeah, she always comes through. She says, oh, no, not your mom's mom, your dad's mom. And I went, Lois? Oh, Lois is in my book, you know. I said, Eliza, Lois, my grandmother Lois is the one that told me at 14 that she was sorry she wasn't going to see me in heaven. And so the psychic says, she says, well, she said to tell you that you're right. You know, that you were right all along, and that, you know, she's very proud of you. So I go to tell my literary agent that. I said, wow, you know, that was cool. I mean, it made me happy, but it made me happier about her, you know, that she's in a different space. Her energetic field is more spiritual and less religiosity. And then I said, wait a minute. She hasn't gotten in touch with me for 20 years. She's just doing this because she doesn't want to be in the book.
Oh,
she's
that
trying
is
to get
awesome.
On my good
now,
side, Tampa, so I won't take her to print because a Southern lady doesn't like to be in print about something that she did.
It's hilarious. So, since we only have a few minutes left, could you give maybe two or three or just five even, you know, because I only have like 3 minutes left, but steps for everybody who's listening on what you need to do to wake up and start living and stop dying every day. What would be some of the takeaways that people could have?
Well,
and then I want
a quick metaphor is about the puzzle, putting together a puzzle and being very clear all the pieces are there, to the point of looking on the image and defending the manufacturer of the puzzle. I know that piece has to be there for people to get that we are a puzzle. We have all the pieces. Our soul has all the pieces that we need to have one of the most magnificent, amazing, dynamic lives beyond our wildest imaginings. But we must decide that our manufacturer gave us everything we needed. We must decide not to spend most of our lives being disconnected from that which created us. And so that's one thing. We all have a navigation system as well. And if we will listen to the navigation system, say, go left, you need to make a U-turn, no, you need to turn around, take a right. You can't get mad at the navigation system in your car or on your phone, Siri, telling you what to do if you don't listen. And so we have this internal GPS, this God personalized system guiding us. People spend so much time being mad at God when God doesn't have anything to do with it. It's that we're not
right. So before, you got to read this book. When did you die? 8 steps to stop dying every day and start waking up and find your internal GPS. It's going to guide you to coming back to life, getting back on the path of life, right? And reconnecting the spirit, reconnecting to your internal wisdom that is spirit, which lives within you. It's a beautiful book. So I want everybody to know how to get it, and you know we have a minute left. Tell everybody how to get your book, also your website, your social media handles, how they can find you. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Very simple. Everything's on Temple Hayes, TempleHayes, TempleHayes.com. You can access the book with Amazon or Barnes & Noble right there, social media. Everything's on my website. Thank you.
So that's simple. Temple, I always love having you. I just love having you. You're such a beautiful soul. Everything
Thank
about
you.
about your heart is radiant, and you really walk the walk. Very few people can do, I can say that about. You walk the walk. You live love. You inspire me. It's just a thrill to know you and have you as my friend. And I'm glad John's GPS system led me to yours.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very grateful to Jean. What a wonderful soul.
Yes, we and are you blessed. Are too. You are so wonderful. So let's just keep our eyes peeled for the Eiffel Towers that keep coming our way. And everyone just start waking up. Temple shows you how to do it. See you next time on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com. Follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and on Facebook at / AskDrLove.